When August turned Zack loose, I saw how much skinnier he looked. He stood there, watching me. I couldn't read the expression on his face. I walked up to him, wishing I knew the right thing to say. A breeze tossed a piece of my hair across my face, and he reached out and brushed it away. Then he pulled me hard against his chest and held me for a few moments. "Are you all right?" June said, rushing up and cupping his jaw in her hand. "We've been worried sick." "I'm fine now," Zack said, but something I couldn't put my finger on had evaporated from his face. Clayton said, "The girl who sells tickets at the theater, well, apparently she saw the whole thing. It took her long enough, but she finally told the police which one of the boys threw the bottle. So they dropped the charges against Zack." "Oh, thank God," said August, and every one of us seemed to breathe out all at once. "We just wanted to come by and say how sorry we are about May," Clayton said. He embraced August, then June. When he turned to me, he placed his hands on my shoulders, not an embrace, but close. "Lily, how nice to see you again," he said, then looked at Rosaline, who was hanging back by the car. "You too, Rosaline." August took Rosaline's hand and pulled her over, then went on holding it, the way she used to hold May's sometimes, and it struck me that she loved Rosaline, that she would like to change Rosaline's name to July and bring her into their sisterhood. "I couldn't believe it when Mr. Forrest told me about May," said Zack. Walking back to the house so Clayton and Zack could take their turns beside the casket, I was thinking, I wish I'd rolled my hair. I wish I'd done it in one of those new beehive hairdos. We all gathered around May. Clayton bowed his head, but Zack stared into her face. We stood there and stood there. Rosaline made a little humming sound, I think out of awkwardness, but eventually she stopped. I looked over at Zack, and the tears were pouring down his cheeks. "I'm sorry," he said. "It was all my fault. If I turned in the one who threw the bottle, I wouldn't have gotten arrested and none of this would have happened." I had thought maybe he would never find out it was his arrest that sent May to the river, but that had been too much to hope for. "Who told you?" I said. He waved his hand like it didn't matter. "My mother heard it from Otis. She didn't want to tell me, but she knew I'd hear it from somewhere sooner or later." He wiped his face. "I just wish I'd..." August reached over and touched Zack's arm. She said, "Well now, I guess I could say if I'd told May from the beginning about you getting arrested instead of keeping it from her, none of this would have happened. Or if I'd stopped May from going out to the wall that night, none of this would have happened. What if I hadn't waited so long before going out there and getting her?" She looked down at May's body. "It was May who did it, Zack." I was afraid, though, the blame would find a way to stick to them. That's how blame was. "I could use your help right now to drape the hives," August said to Zack as they started to leave. "You remember, like we did when Esther died." Looking over at me, she said, "Esther was a daughter of Mary who died last year." "Sure, I can stay and help," said Zack. "You wanna come, Lily?" August asked. "Yes, ma'am." Draping the hives. I had no idea what that was, but you couldn't have paid me $50 to miss it. After Clayton said goodbye, we fastened on our hats and veils and went out to the hives, bearing armloads of black crepe material cut in giant squares. August showed us how to drape a square over each hive box, securing it with a brick and making sure we left the bee's entrance door open. I watched how August stood a moment before each hive with her fingers knitted together under her chin. Exactly what are we doing this for, I wanted to know, but it seemed like a holy ritual I shouldn't interrupt. When we had all the hives covered, we stood under the pines and gazed at them, this little town of black buildings, a city of mourning. Even the humming turned gloomy under the black drapes. Low and long, like foghorns must sound going across the sea at night. August pulled off her hat and walked to the lawn chairs in the backyard, with me and Zack tagging behind her.